Lumberg and Standard Kitchen Studios. Hey, our friends at Standard Kitchens are having a tired kitchen contest. Go to standardkitchens.com. You'll find the link. What they want you to do is put a couple pictures of your tired kitchen up there and write 100 words or less why you would like to get a new kitchen. And they're going to give away $5,000 to the winner and $3,000 to the second place toward the price of a brand new kitchen. That's at standardkitchens.com. Get on there and check it out. Bob, okay, we've got it on. We wrapped it at 150. You said we're taking it to about 195 internal temperature. I pull that thing off. Do I park it for a while?
Yep.
Or do we get right after it?
Nope,
we park it, don't we? Yeah.
Matter of fact, you're probably going to be ahead of the curve, right? You're going to be pulling it off before you really need to use it. So just get yourself a nice big cooler and lay those babies right in a cooler and keep them nice and warm. They'll hold temperature for, like, we've got those five-day Igloo coolers. They'll hold, I've held, pulled them off at 195 to 200 and held them for, like, 10, 15 hours, and they're still at 185 when I pull them out.
Right.
They're freaking hot.
Right, right, and that's cool. So a byproduct of this whole process is something that they call burnt ends.
Yeah.
Right? So explain what those are.
Yeah.
Because those are like the holy grail of barbecue, right?
Yeah, I think they're overrated.
Yeah, me too.
But there's lots of different depictions and ways people make them and what their idea is of one. And but basically, if you burnt the ends a little bit on your brisket, you cut them off and trim it up. And you throw them in some sauce and you heat them up, you put some sugar in there and you make a sweet little cubed dessert out of them. And, they're tasty.
Right. But it's to me, it's more because of the sauce than the meat.
It's a Kansas City thing.
Yeah. Right.
So it's going to be a sweet sauce.
Yep.
I don't see around the country burnt ends being as big as around the Kansas City mafia. But
the grill mafia.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, I get it. It's they did a lot to perfect the art, and that's just tradition for them. And a lot of good folks out there have taught us an awful lot about barbecue. And you know, there's a lot of boys in Texas who've taught us a lot about barbecue.
I'm headed to Texas. You're going to have a sit-in co-host next week. I'm going down. I have a brother that lives between Austin and San Antonio. Out in the hill country.
Going to Franklin's?
We will. That's where I was going to go, is that we've got a little trip set up. It's a kind of a family get-together. Haven't done it in like 15 years, so we're all congregating at his place in Texas. I'm going to be down there for 6 days, and I know we're going to hit some brisket when we get down there because that's Texas barbecue, baby.
You should, I think it's Raymond. You should email him before you go down and let him know when you're going to be there.
Right.
He's been on the show.
Sure, right. I remember that.
And you'd get a chance to meet him. The dude's, I think, pretty incredible.
Yeah, yep. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob and I are deer hunters. All I can tell you is if you get up in a tree, come down slow, and lash yourself in when you're up there. There isn't a deer on earth worth falling out of a tree for. And
out of your excursion.
Right. And then because I tell you what, I did fall and I don't bounce like I used to. And I've been fighting this sore ribs now for about 4 days. So you've got to just be careful out there.
It's also cold outside. So to keep your house warm, call your local carrier dealer. Do us a favor.
Shameless plug.
Not
all right.
Shameless.
Take care and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.